98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
It is 20 past nine on Friday morning. Brendan, you're going to be chatting about my esteemed colleague, Simon Cowell.
I am. It's on the way. First, though, pop a Prosecco and slurp some spaghetti because Italian food has just got a massive award.
No way!
Yeah, Italian cooking has been awarded special cultural heritage status, rolls off the tongue, by UNESCO, right? So it is the first entire cuisine to be given this honour in the world, right?
Wow, Brendan, that Parmesan campaign really worked for them, getting the agent and everything for the cheese.
100%. So usually UNESCO gives like major landmarks protection, so like the Great Wall of China, Taj Mahal, the pyramids, all that sort of stuff, right? So the food award means that Italian cooking traditions and the way they are practiced will be protected from what is called culinary abuses.
Okay.
So Italy already has 21 other traditions on the list, including the art of Neapolitan pizza making.
Yeah.
And opera singing. But it's the first country now to be recognised for its cuisine in its entirety. Hasn't happened by mistake, as you've mentioned. They've been on the campaign trail hard for the last while. Has Italy. They got that Hollywood agent for Parmesan. Mm. We saw the ad for Parmesan in Three Arena.
At five.
So an ad came on the screen just for Parmesan.
Nothing else.
It was just advertising Parmesan. And the Italians, they're also scrapping with the European Parliament at the moment, who they have accused of selling jars of carbonara that don't match the recipe.
I'm wondering why they put the Parmesan ad at five. And now I'm thinking to myself, is it because their music is cheesy?
Hey. Up next, can you believe Cherry Tomato Bridge was this year?
It was January this year. Yeah.
It feels like it could be two or 3 years ago.
Gosh,
to me.
That means the portal must have been 2-3 years ago.
Transporting us through time.
Yeah.
Well, Bristol has become home to a similar scandal.
Oh.
Bristol's been gripped by a meat mystery.
Really?
After hundreds of sausages were dumped on a footpath.
Gas, I was in Bristol at a hen earlier on this year. Didn't see any sausages.
No. Well, one of the first people to stumble upon this sausage fest was a fella named Callum, who was out walking his dog named Puglis.
Oh!
Puglis is a girl, by the way. Callum said Puglis was dragging him. Sorry, I have to take a drink.
Brendan, you take a little cough there. Yeah, maybe have a bit of water as well. Bristol, yeah. It was actually really sunny when I went to Bristol. Can you tell I'm feeling?
Yes. Anyway, Puglis.
Yeah, go on.
Puglis was dragging Callum towards another dog, but both dogs had actually seen the sausages.
Oh,
the bangers spent four nights on the street this week. They even survived Storm Bram.
Oh!
It's believed the cold weather kept them in better condition. The council says it will clean up anything reported to it, but I would imagine the local foxes.
The dogs and the foxes might help. Exactly.
Finally, this morning, we've had a lot of Simon Cowell chat on the show over the last while. He's been on the publicity trail for his new Netflix show, and no one gets headlines better than Simon Cowell. The other week, we learned he is, according to him, aging backwards by getting his blood taken out, washed and put back in. Don't try that at home.
No.
He says the doctors have told him test results prove he is biologically a year younger than he was a year ago.
You'd want to be, you know, 10 years younger if you're doing that to your blood.
And have you seen his face? He looks like a melted candle.
Brendan.
No, he does. Then yesterday, his new Netflix documentary came out. And I'm sorry to insult your colleague. And at 15 minutes and 16 seconds in, Rebecca Shackleton's voice is in it.
Simon Cowell is now looking for the next One Direction.
This is Netflix. Such a funny claim to fame. I'm never going to stop talking about this.
It's incredible. Well, his new show is only out a day, but Simon's already on to the next thing. He's been talking about his plan for a new show called The Most Disgusting Show in the World.
Oh, no.
Simon says he has a thing about smells. Same.
Yeah.
And hygiene. Same.
Yeah.
He says, I want to make a series to show people what we actually eat, breathe, and how disgusting we really are.
Ooh.
He wants to look at all the bugs in our beds. He says, that freaks me out. Everything does.
Yeah.
Simon is allergic to bed bugs, so he gets his mattress and carpet steamed all the time.
I am allergic to bed bugs.
I think everyone is.
You know, some of the bites don't show up on people.
Yeah. I think.
Sorry, Simon Cowell, do you remember in science class in school?
Mm.
Where did you ever do an experiment with a Petri dish?
Yeah.
And you tested the bacteria of all these different places, and the most bacteria we found was in a hand dryer. and not actually in the toilet seat.
That's why we got all the Dysons in the end then, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So Simon Cowell's really doing a shock
factor.
He wants
to do that, yeah. So I'd say between that now, washing the mattresses, carpets and washing his blood, his cleaning bill must be through the roof.
Oh, I'd say so. Maybe my voice will appear in that new show.
Simon Cowell is now looking for the next One Direction.
Yes.
That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Incredible prizes.
Glamorous presenters.
Questionable.
98FM.
Hello and welcome to Friday's edition of your favourite game. It is Matchy Matchy. It is your chance to win some deadly prizes. By sending either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth, if you match three words with one of us, you will win yourself all of these as read by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Ho, ho, ho!
We're tripping over prizes here on Matchy Matchy.
Field of power with this new Dyson Airwrap.
Hopping to the driving seat with this motor racing voucher.
And then go crackers. What a cheese board.
It's massive.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
A very fancy cheese board at that. Sounds delicious. Like something out of Brendan's own home.
Yes.
And good morning to Declan, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Declan, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday, folks. I'm very good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Declan, congratulations. You've been dying to play Matchy Matchy for ages.
Months. Been listening to it every morning.
Ah, very good, Declan. Well, you've had months to think about who you'd like to play with. Who are you sending to the soundproof booth this morning?
Brendan Gall.
Sorry, I love it. Declan's like,
Declan,
off your pop.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Brendan is off to the soundproof booth somewhere. He's visiting very often, actually, at the moment. Declan, let's try do it on a Friday morning and get a matchy matchy. Are you feeling confident?
Yes, hopefully.
I love it. Okay, your first word this morning, Declan, is panic.
Panic room.
Your second word, garden.
Chair.
Garden chair. And your third word this morning, horse.
Riding.
Horse riding. So we have panic room, garden chair, and horse riding. Are you happy to lock those in?
No, change panic to button.
Oh, panic button. Panic button, garden chair, horse riding. Are you happy?
Yeah, lots of
very good, Declan. I love it. Very decisive this morning. And let's fetch Brendan from the soundproof booth. Hello, how are things in there?
Yeah, very good. There was a Diamante covered microphone.
Oh, is that for a performance of our Christmas song later on?
I think it might be.
Oh, it's very J-Lo at the Super Bowl. Okay, back to Matchy Matchy, Brendan. Your first word, panic.
Oh, the first word, I have to say it, it's attack.
Panic attack. Second word, garden.
Party.
Garden party.
Oh,
and
no.
Your third word.
It's all gone terribly wrong.
Horse.
Horse box.
Horse box. Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy with Declan and his colleagues who are working away in Tesco this morning? Oh no.
Who knew?
Dear.
We didn't get any.
Declan and the guy said panic button.
Oh, very
garden
good.
Chair and yeah. horse riding
lovely. Declan, I'm so sorry, but thanks for giving me a go in the soundproof booth.
Have a great day, Declan. Do you want to shout out your colleagues while you're there?
Yeah, hello to Jennifer in the bakery, Bernie in the bakery, Quiva on .com, Shane on freezers, and all the people in staff in Tesco.
I love it.
Shout
Declan,
out to everyone in Tesco.
Thanks for playing Matchy Matchy.
Thank you.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Declan. Have a great weekend.
Oh, if you'd like to play any morning next week, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 989898.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.